This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts Friday.
All right, let's have some fun on a Friday as we kick off the last week before Thanksgiving. Now, we're less than a week away from Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Fun fact Fridays, we have a little fact battle. I give a fact, Kevin will give a fact, and then we'll have the people judge on the show which fact they find more interesting. So AB, Hannah, and Alex are the judges of Fun Fact Friday, which fact they find more interesting, more mind-blowing. Kevin, you are the current fact champion, huh?
Yes. Would you like to go first, Brett?
No, you can go first. You're the champ.
Okay, I will go first. This is kind of on the heels of Wicked. You know the original Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz? The movie was not Jack Haley. It was Belleville's own Buddy Epson.
Everyone in the room is going to be mind-blown, but I didn't know who the original was.
Oh, come on. Buddy
Epson. I didn't either.
Buddy Epson was Jed Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, really?
But after several days of filming, he got allergic to the dust used in the makeup.
Oh, my gosh.
So they had to get somebody new. I mean, like, severely allergic, almost died from it. So Jack Haley came in, and they converted the dust into paste. Well, Jack Haley got sick.
Really?
But he was able to power through, and he made it to do the film. So,
I've heard
yes.
the absolute worst things about what went on at the set of Wizard of Oz.
I heard it was just terrible. Yeah, they made the whole documentary about Dorothy.
Yes, you know, here again, Buddy Epson became famous as Jed Clampett.
Wow.
Well, mine's a little more Thanksgiving related, and I think you could use it with your friends and family when you're eating up Thanksgiving dinner, because it might blow your mind. How do you eat dinner? How do most of us eat dinner? Grab a fork, knife?
Fork, knife, table.
Yeah.
Only one third of the world eats with fork and knife.
What?
Two-thirds of the world does not eat with fork and knife.
Either hands or chopsticks?
Hands or chopsticks are the other
Whoa.
Two-thirds. Yeah, Asia doesn't use fork and knife, so there's one-third of the continent. And then there's so many other countries that don't have utensils, don't have the ability, or don't even use it for their culture. They eat with their hands, and so they don't use fork and knife. It's usually only Western countries that actually use fork and knife.
I think two-thirds of my family don't use a fork and knife.
Because they just go savage mode.
Right.
But yeah, only one-third of the world, such an interesting fact, actually eats with fork and knife. You can use that fact this Thanksgiving when you're eating.
I'm going to go with Kev.
Why?
Thanks.
Today. He's really excited for the Wicked premiere, and he knew a lot of facts. I mean, he came prepared. He had a lot of names ready to go.
What?
Might not have known any of them. Right. I mean,
this is the worst
unfair judging.
He kind of gets
the sympathy vote for me.
Do you guys even know the cast of the original Wizard
of
Oz?
Yeah, you gave him a fact.
Like, I've seen the movie.
Okay, Judy.
Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, Judy Garland is Dorothy.
Yeah, that's the only name I know.
Burt Lahr is the Cowardly Lion. Ray Bolger is the Scarecrow. Jack Haley, the Tin Man. And Margaret Hamilton is the Wicked Witch of the West.
Kevin, you already got Hannah's point just for name dropping. You don't have to go over the top.
That was intense. do you want to go or do you want me to go?
You can go, Alex.
All right, Alex, you get to vote before AB.
I hate to vote before AB because I would also agree with Hannah that Kevin came with a lot of facts.
Well,
it's going to be unanimous.
Kevin came with a lot.
None of you guys believed my fact. It was so interesting.
The thing is, Brett's fact is the only one that I could like tell other people.
Yes!
Kevin's, I would never be able to say anything he just said, but
yours was easier to understand. Kevin's is more intense.
Oh my God. I guarantee everyone at Thanksgiving says my fact out loud. Like, guys, you know that only one third, and everyone's going to be like, no way, and they're going to look it up, Google it, and they're going to go, oh, damn, he was right. And somehow that lost.
I just can't believe it,
Brett. Unanimously.
Brett, you just got to come to the conclusion that I'm popular.
Yes, popular.
Yes, Kevin.
Oh,
I love
dang
this.
It.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts Friday.